Mental health has long been whispered about behind closed doors, treated as a shameful secret rather than a universal human experience. It's not okay to feel blue, and Other Lies shatters this silence with raw honesty from over 70 contributors, including Emma Thompson and Amelia Clark. What makes this collection revolutionary isn't just its celebrity voices, but its unflinching look at the messy reality of emotional struggles. When Scarlett Curtis was 17, being labeled crazy became the starting point of her journey through panic attacks and rehabilitation. Society suggested a bleak future, but this anthology stands as a powerful refutation. The central message resonates throughout. It's absolutely okay not to be okay. Mental health issues aren't character flaws or failures of willpower. They're part of being human. Fame offers no immunity. Many contributors describe maintaining facades of happiness while battling internal demons. What emerges is that healing begins with vulnerability, the courage to speak openly about one's experiences, whether through conversation or creative expression. Have you ever lain awake, paralyzed by self-dialogue spiraling endlessly through your mind? This is reality for many battling mental health conditions, nights where anxiety distorts reality, making the familiar seem threatening. During daylight hours, busy routines become elaborate masks concealing internal chaos. What's particularly insidious about this battle is its invisibility. Unlike physical ailments with visible symptoms, mental health struggles remain largely unseen, making validation difficult. Social media exacerbates this disconnect, creating artificial metrics of happiness that bear little resemblance to authentic well-being. Yet, amid these challenges, many find a deep, resilient self-love that persists despite external expectations. Recovery isn't linear. It's an evolving process of understanding and acceptance that unfolds over time. For many, therapy and medication serve as essential lifelines, not signs of weakness, but tools for wellness. Perhaps most importantly, the anthology highlights the intricate connection between physical health and mental well-being. Sleep, nutrition, and exercise emerge not as luxuries, but necessities in managing mental health, a holistic approach too often overlooked. Depression leaves a peculiar trail like silver residue of an ugly slug, simultaneously repulsive and strangely beautiful. This silver lining, however uncomfortable its source, has saved countless lives and redefined trajectories for many contributors. From artists who channel pain into masterpieces, to entrepreneurs building mental health platforms from their own experiences, these journeys illustrate how darkness can catalyze profound change. When individuals courageously narrate their mental health journeys, they create beacons guiding others through similar darkness. Writers like William Styron, who documented his depression in Darkness Visible, have helped destigmatize mental illness through candid accounts. Many describe finding solace in communities beyond superficial appearances, spaces where authentic connection flourishes without pressure of performative wellness. These genuine relationships become sanctuaries where vulnerability is welcomed rather than judged. The anthology challenges the notion that mental health exists in isolation from broader social contexts. Instead, it positions emotional resilience as both personal and collective, something strengthened through honest dialogues and mutual support. What emerges most powerfully is the potential for transformation through suffering, not romanticizing mental illness, but acknowledging how struggles have deepened capacity for empathy, creativity, and meaningful connection. Growing up with physical ailments often leaves mental health unexplored. Many contributors describe childhoods where emotions were internalized, with physical scars wrongly seen as personal failures. This conditioning teaches children to hide emotions and minimize emotional pain, believing physical challenges should take priority. Later diagnoses of conditions like PTSD often reveal these suppressed feelings, finally validating years of unexplained suffering. Movements like Scarred, Not Scared challenge the false divide between physical and mental health. The anthology emphasizes that all emotions are valid, regardless of formal diagnoses. Their legitimacy stems from lived experience, not clinical labels. As people heal, setting boundaries becomes crucial for mental well-being, even when others may view it as selfish. The journey to emotional sovereignty requires examining inherited beliefs about emotions and creating new frameworks for understanding psychological experiences. Anxiety fundamentally alters social dynamics in ways invisible to casual observers. Actions that might appear arrogant often mask profound internal struggles. The person avoiding eye contact may be fighting panic, not expressing disdain. This misalignment between internal experience and external perception creates painful misunderstandings. Many contributors describe the exhausting performance of wellness, smiling through panic attacks, engaging in conversation while mentally calculating escape routes. These performances, while sometimes necessary for survival, create additional layers of alienation. Society's obsession with image and acceptance hinders authentic connections. When relationships depend on projecting constant happiness, genuine human interaction becomes impossible. Mental health challenges often expose the hollowness of these superficial connections, forcing painful but necessary reckonings about which relationships can accommodate authentic vulnerability. Yet amidst these challenges, empathy emerges as a powerful bridge. When individuals recognize the hidden emotional turmoil others endure silently, genuine connection becomes possible. This empathy doesn't require shared experiences, just willingness to acknowledge another's pain without minimizing it. The anthology illustrates how hurt often reverberates through relationships. Those struggling with mental health may unintentionally wound others through withdrawal or emotional volatility, creating cycles of mutual misunderstanding. Working clinically with those battling mental health challenges reveals a universal experience, the profound shame accompanying seeking help. This shame doesn't emerge naturally, but results from persistent social stigma, framing mental health struggles as character flaws rather than legitimate medical concerns. The anthology repeatedly emphasizes a crucial perspective shift. Mental health issues are as normal as physical ailments. Just as we don't expect people to overcome diabetes through willpower alone, we shouldn't expect those with depression or anxiety to simply think positive. This medical framing helps diminish stigma by removing moral judgment from conditions that are fundamentally biological and psychological. Many contributors highlight their personal battles with depression, emphasizing that illness represents disease, not failure. This distinction liberates individuals from unnecessary self-blame while creating space for effective treatment approaches. Interestingly, several note that after experiencing depression, their professional skills actually sharpened with newfound empathy. Their struggles didn't diminish their capabilities, but enhanced their understanding of human vulnerability and resilience. The anthology celebrates the complexity of being human, both fabulous and flawed. This nuanced view rejects both stigmatizing perspectives that reduce people to their diagnoses and toxic positivity that denies the reality of suffering. The mind exists in duality, between beauty and terror, each offering vital lessons. Contributors describe moments of profound insight alongside devastating anxiety, viewing this contrast not as a flaw, but as consciousness's natural state. For marginalized individuals, especially Black contributors, mental health challenges compound with societal oppression, creating additional psychological burdens. The anthology advocates focusing on one's relationship with thoughts rather than trying to control external circumstances. While mental illness brings hardship, many find purpose through their experiences, developing deeper empathy and understanding. True heroism emerges not from conquering mental illness through willpower, but from embracing vulnerability and seeking help when needed. This self-acceptance becomes a different but equally powerful form of strength.